You're listening to Popstar Conversations, taking you inside with your favorite musical artists.
This week, Chuck and I are sitting here with one of the most famous entertainers on the planet, Beyoncé. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for coming. Beyoncé, you've had this stage persona called Sasha for quite a while now. Do you think this character is becoming more dominant?
I think it has gotten more dominant. You know, I'm not bringing it out for the first time. People have been knowing about it. And, you know, I've been having the fans hold up Sasha signs for years now. Because I do have these two sides to my personality, as well as everyone, I thought, wow, this is great for me to kind of distinguish the difference between the sound of my album, because I was battling, and I always am. I love to sing these beautiful ballads and to show my vulnerability and to sing about love and to sing about passion and even pain and heartache. And I'm very sensitive, and I am a lot more vulnerable and kind of introverted than people might expect. And when I'm on the stage, I'm very confident. I'm very, you know, sensual. I am not afraid of anything. I'm fearless, and I have this strength, you know, I don't walk around with for the stage. So I recorded like 70 songs, and I decided, how am I gonna break this down to one album? And it was impossible, because some of the songs felt like the stage and some of the songs felt really intimate. So I said, this is incredible for me to introduce people to me, to who I am. Even the sound of the instruments in the music, I think people will be surprised that I even like the acoustic guitar and some of the strings and some of the sounds that are in the music. So I'm introducing them to who I am, and I'm reintroducing them to Sasha Fierce. So I split it into two. So the albums, the double discs, each separately feel cohesive, and it feels like one album. If you're in the mood for something that's a little more thought provoking or makes you feel, you can put in I Am. And if you want to dance and you want the crazy in love, the high energy, the sexy, overly confident Sasha Fierce, you have that album.
Why did you give Sasha the last name Fierce? To make her a real person?
I guess so. I guess Sasha needed, it was time for her to have her last name. And fierce is an adjective we use for something that's just hot, that's spicy. And to make her last name Fierce is a big statement.
Beyoncé, this current project, I Am Sasha Fierce, it appears to be extremely ambitious. Why did you take that creative approach?
Because I work really hard and I'm very passionate. And even if something that I do in a month or something I do in a year, I put my heart and my soul into it. And actually, now that I spent so much time, I'm not going to do this again. You know, I wanted to challenge myself and really take a break. And I couldn't take a break because I don't know how, because I love what I do. So in my year of time off, I ended up recording all of these songs. And I didn't say, okay, I'm going to, you know, spend a whole year on making a record. It happened that way because I said, I'm not going to put a record out until next year. And I ended up recording all of these songs. And I learned that this album is great, but the more time I have, the more records I'm going to record. And I plan on being here for a long time. So whatever inspires me, once I feel like I have a record, I'll put it out.
But I have to tell you, with this record, you could definitely tell that you're taking it to the next level, because these songs, they're very out of the box.
And that was something that was conscious. I wanted to make sure I did something different. And I remember riding in the car and hearing Aretha Franklin say, a great singer can sing any type of music, and they make whatever genre their own. And that was something that really stuck in my head. And I thought, you know, I love this song, If I Were a Boy. It doesn't sound like a typical R&B song, but I'm not a typical R&B artist. And I feel like I have one of the voices that can sing whatever I want. And I have the emotional capacity to sing about whatever I want. So I wanted to show that.
You recorded the rock song, That's Why You're Beautiful. You did a great job.
Thank you. That's why you're beautiful reminds me of like some Prince or some rock and roll. I love that record. And actually, the engineer played the guitar and created the track. The engineer that was in the studio. It's one of my favorite records because it's kind of about, to me, all of the people in the world that don't make it, you know, that try in their relationship, but it's just something that's hard to do, especially right now, and especially with celebrities. And I say in the song, somebody's got to stay in love, and that could be us. And that's why we're beautiful. And it's very personal, and I love it.
Do you see yourself as a role model when it comes to relationships?
I feel like, yes, I feel like I am a role model, and I didn't choose to be, but I have become one because I'm in the public eye, and it's something that I am aware of. I always say, hopefully can inspire young girls and inspire adults and women and men and people in relationships, and hopefully this album will inspire and speak to all of my fans.
Did your role in the movie Cadillac Records, did it have a strong influence on disc one of this record?
A lot of this album was inspired by Etta James. The sound, you know, the tone of my voice, not so much, but the risks, you know, me completely changing my style was definitely inspired by Etta James because she was the queen of rock and roll, so R&B. She did not put herself in one box and she didn't care what people expected. She didn't care what critics had to say. She didn't care. She just was Etta James. She didn't care who was in the room. She was Etta James, you know, and I love and respect that so much. So when I was back in the studio, the songs that I loved, even if it didn't make sense or if it didn't sound like a Beyonce record, I still tried it. And if I loved it, I put it on my album, regardless if it was something that I thought people would understand or people would expect. Actually, if it was something they expected, you know, I didn't want to do it, but I would definitely had more courage to take an artistic risk and to challenge my vocals. And, you know, some of the acting that I did in the movie, you can see in the video, you can see or hear in the way I'm singing in my tone. You know, some of the songs is just acoustic guitar and it's like I'm standing there naked. It's nothing that hides anything. And you can hear everything. You can hear the lyrics come to life. And that's something just with acting and connecting the emotion with the lyrics and all of those things I learned from doing movies. And I think I just keep growing. And whenever I do a movie, it inspires my music.
So I'm curious, did the role of Etta James possess you?
Slightly possessed me. And I actually got to work with her. I got to meet her and sing for her. And she was sitting in the audience and I did At Last. And I know that she's you know, a tough woman. And just because I'm a star, she doesn't care. She's not impressed. So, you know, when I walked out, I could see her and her body language was like, all right, what is this girl about to do? And as I started singing, you could see her change her body position and you saw her punch her son. Like, did you hear that? You know, and she got excited. And by the end, she was so excited. And I was just honored. And she told me, you are a bad girl. And that's the best compliment she could give me because she would never lie.
The song, If I Were a Boy. Are you separating the men from the boys?
It's a difference between the men and the boys. And the song, you know, that's why I say, but you're just a boy. You have a lot to learn, you know. And in the song, you know, I talk about all the things that boys do in relationships, you know, when they don't listen, when they don't appreciate, when they take you for granted. You know, it's something as simple as someone paging you and you just like putting it away, like, oh, I'll deal with that later. Or coming home really late because you know your woman is going to be there and you don't have to worry about her. She's going to be faithful, but you could do whatever you want. You know, it's those things that are even sometimes more painful than infidelity. It's those subtleties. And that's what the video is about. And I played this strong woman that was having not an affair, but having an inappropriate relationship with my partner at work and doing all these little manipulative things. And then right in the end, when you're like, gosh, she's a terrible girlfriend, you realize it was his life the whole time. So I wanted all of the men to watch it with open eyes. And I felt like if it was a man the whole time, they may not see it. They may justify in their mind why he's doing certain things. But if they see a woman doing it, then they can see it for what it really is. And it's kind of like Freaky Friday, role reversal. And all of the guys are like completely tripping out. Like, God, you got me. Like, I was like, I hate her. And then they realized it was them. You know, I think it worked.
So if you were a man, what would you do?
I mean, I think I would be a man and not a little boy. I wouldn't do those things. And that's what I say. I would understand. I would listen. Just something as simple as listen. But I people have been asking me, what would you do if you were a man? And I would do really simple things. I really would be interested in knowing how it must feel to walk into a club and see, you know, women and see a beautiful woman and you walk up to her and have to ask her out or ask her, you know, that has to be a bit of pressure. And, you know, women, we don't really get rejected because we don't have to ask, but it has to feel really weird to say, finally get the strength. And then they like shut you down. That has to feel really, really tough. But you know, I don't feel bad. That's the hardest thing. I would probably go to like a barbershop and just listen and get the unfiltered conversations that men have.
You must be really looking forward to touring this album.
I'm so, so, so anxious. And I can't wait for it to come out because, for one, I know everyone's going to be really surprised. And I can't wait to hear everyone's feedback because I've been working on the tour, the production, and starting on the costumes. And I start early so I can really pay attention to all of the details. But 6 months ago, I had my first meeting. And it's hard now because I always try to listen to what the fans want to hear and because I can't perform everything off the album. It's like 16 songs. And then I have about 40 songs that I have already. So it's always difficult. So I'm very interested to hear the feedback so I can get my set list together for the tour.
Will your mother still be designing the outfits?
I'm actually, she always, because the last tour I had many designers. It was Ellie Saab, it was Armani, it was Versace, it was all of my favorite designers, and my mother designed some of them. But this one, I think I'm going to work with one designer, which I've had some meetings with, and he is unbelievably talented. He is completely an artist, but I can't say the name yet until it's closer to the time of the tour.
You formed the backup band Sugar Mama. Why? And are you going to continue with them?
Yes, they are incredible. You know, I'm always embracing my curves and I love women that are real women. And I mean, I feel like all of us, we're all different for a reason. And I think it's beautiful to be all different weights and different shapes and different sizes. And I had every woman represented on the stage, all different races and different unique looks. And the Sugar Mamas were the most confident. I mean, if I could hang out with anybody in the band, I would just listen to the Sugar Mamas talk all day. They are like comedians and they are so animated and just characters. They are hilarious. So I wanted to show that, and I put them in the sexy dresses, and you know, I wanted them to do the uh-oh dance because they could get down like the dancers, and they're very talented. So they'll be on the next tour too.
So there is a difference in the chemistry of an all-girl band.
Oh, absolutely. There's a deep connection with, you know, all the women on the stage. And I've had incredible musicians, incredible bands in the past, but it's not even close to compare. I can't compare my connection with the female band and with the bands in the past, just because I admire them so much, you know. Most young girls, when they're around that age, they're thinking about other things. But these women were all in love with their instruments, and they were focused, and they are strong, and they can play as good, if not even tighter than the guys. And I just respect it so much. And I think about all of the young girls that are in the audience that can see that and say, wow, I want to learn how to play the saxophone. I want to be a drummer, you know, and maybe it can give them more focus, because music for me, you know, when I was a teenager, I avoided doing drugs. I avoided, you know, getting into bad relationships because I didn't have time for that. If somebody, you know, was doing me wrong, or if went was cheating on me, or wasn't being the kind of guy that I needed, I just was too busy anyway. So I'm like, get out of here. I'm on to the next, you know? And it gave me a lot of confidence, music. And I feel like it can really give a lot of other young girls hope and give them confidence and teach them self-esteem. And it's just so important. So I really, really love that my idea of having the female band came to life, because it sounded great when I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? But it was easier than I could ever imagine. There's so many talented women out there.
You'll be performing at the EMAs in Liverpool. Do you still get nervous at these occasions?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really nervous about this show because it's the first time I perform my new music. I know it's going to be shown all around the world, and it's a huge deal for me, and I will be nervous. But, you know, that's a part of my life, and that's a part of the transformation into my alter ego. Whenever I'm afraid, then I need to call on something to take over, and that's what happened.
Beyonce, thank you, and Sasha Fierce, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you again for listening to Popstar Conversations. Be sure to click the subscribe button below and hit the red bell so that you'll be notified of our next exclusive interview. Thank you again for listening.
Thank you for listening to Popstar Conversations. Please join us again for another conversation with your favorite musical artist.